be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Say Jericho. Turn to Joshua chapter 6, verse 16. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. See, there's a time to shout and there's a time not to shout. So you had to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. He told him to walk, but don't you say anything. Just walk for some time. And then when I tell you to shout, shout. Now is the time to shout. For God has given us not only the city, but the world.
Yes.
I'm going to show you that in Scripture. Now is the time that the church needs to shout because he's given us the world. Isn't it amazing that Joshua told the people to walk around the city walls of Jericho? And then when I tell you to shout, you'll shout and I'll give it to you. Well, I tell you what. This latter glory is going to be greater than the former glory. They shouted around one little city, which was about 10 acres. The walls came down. But this new Jerusalem, this new Israel, this new army, which is to the Lord Jesus Christ, God has called us to walk all over the world. To go into every nation.
Amen.
Gospel will be preached throughout all the world. Then the end shall come. God's going to spread us out throughout the world. And then he's going to send up a shout. And God's going to deliver it into his hands. Jericho represents the world. Did you know that Jericho is the oldest city in the world? It was the first formed city in the world. Means that it represents the world. There was something significant about Jericho in this story. We could bring it over to the New Testament and look at it in reference church. Did you know that Jesus is involved in this story? Did you know that the name of Jesus is Yahshua, Joshua as well? Isn't that amazing? That he sent Joshua, the great deliverer, to them. And yet Jesus Christ himself to us, same name. God's conditioning us and working us and moving us, and he'll be sending us throughout all the world. And then the Holy Ghost is going to come in a double portion anointing and give you a shout from the inside, and the walls are going to come down and you'll have all the world. And then he'll come. That's why you got to learn to be led by the Holy Ghost. Jericho represents the world. Joshua chapter 6, verse 17. And the city shall be accursed. Jericho shall be accursed. Then the earth shall be accursed. Eden and all that are therein. Jericho represents the world, this cosmos. This world is cursed, for destined to an end. The things of this world are going to come to an end one day. The things that you see, this system, abuse, everything that we put up and put our confidence in, everything that we work to try to make ourselves successful in, this world is not always going to be here. There's going to be an end. There's a time bomb marked on the earth today. Jesus is coming, and it soon shall come to a close. Jericho was a curse after the shout of God. And everybody that was in that thing were cursed. All that are therein. The city was cursed, and all that were in the city were cursed. Can I tell you this? Everybody that's living in the world is cursed. God had to pull you out of this earth, out of this cosmos, and out of this worldly thinking that he might bless you. God can't bless you when you're living in carnality. It's not his will. He had to save you, deliver you, and set you free and put you in another kingdom in order that he might bless you. And some people are wondering, why can't I get blessed? Why does everything always go wrong? You're in the wrong scheme of things. You're in the wrong place. Many people want to be blessed to live in the world. I heard a woman on TV last night. She was preaching up a storm. And she said, many people will jump all over. If I'm preaching Cadillacs, you can get a Cadillac. Everybody jumps all over it and shouts and screams and hollers. Oh, you get a Cadillac to live in this world. Oh, you get a Cadillac, you get a Mercedes, and everybody shouts and screams, woo, woo, woo. She said, but I didn't come to preach you into a Cadillac. She said, I came to lift up the name of Jesus and get you ready. She said, I'd rather see you catch a bus to heaven than get a Cadillac and go to hell. So many of us want God to bless us in the earth or in this worldly system. That's all we're thinking about is this earth. God said, don't be concerned about the things of this earth. Put your eyes on Jesus. He said that the city of Jericho was cursed, and everybody that was still in it was cursed with it. Can I tell you, this worldly system is cursed. You can pray, you can do this, you can do that, but there's a time bomb on it. Anytime we want to bless people to live in sin, they don't want to change, but they want to be blessed. They want to come over to the promised land with all their mess. So, he said, only Rahab the harlot shall live. Let me tell you, only Rahab the harlot shall live. She and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. What does Rahab represent? This woman that goes after this and goes after that, he's always having to bring her back in. Represents the church. One minute she's together, the next minute she's off. One minute she's on fire with the Holy Ghost, the next minute she's in the dark ages. One minute we're in revival, the next minute we're in cultism. Only Rahab shall live, and all that are in the house. You got to be inside the house so you can live. Many people are trying to live outside the house. But when he cursed that city, there was one household and one woman that was faithful. And that household was able to survive. And everybody that went into that house lived. Every once in a while, God tells you to go into something that you might be able to survive. He's going to blow the whole thing up, and he gives you a little bomb shelter. Let me tell you that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is a bomb shelter. God's fixing to drop a bomb. But everybody wants to be on the outside. And wonder why you're always sick, diseased, impoverished, depressed. Things won't come together. Things won't work. You're outside of the house. You think that that house is just a repair center. Pull the bullets out. You wouldn't have got a bullet if you were inside the house. There's a war going on. God make the bullets stop. No, it's his will. Get away from the bullet. Get inside the house. See, people are trying to find an excuse why they can go running around Jericho. We're trying to pray the thing down and take the thing over. You're trying to live in it. You better come into the building. It's going to rain down fire. You don't want to get burned. Get inside the house. All of Israel had to go inside under the blood. If they weren't under the blood, they were consumed. We got a whole lot of people that think that the devil can't do them no harm. Oh, yes, he can. You step outside the blood. You get outside your covenant. You can die just like anybody else. You can be possessed just like anybody else. Stay inside the house. People want to live in hell and dwell like they're an angel. People want to live in hell and not have their feathers singed. Joshua chapter 6 verse 18. Get inside the house and stop that foolishness. The earth shall wax worse and worse. These are the last and evil days. You need to walk in wisdom. Some of y'all are going to stick your neck out there a little bit too far and lose your own soul. I do not believe once saved, always saved. Some people are lost and don't even know it. Some of us are walking in such a way and carry on, and the demons look at each other and say, that wasn't me, that was her. She's good. She didn't taught me some things, or he didn't taught me some things. Some of us are very good. And he told them, and ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. Same God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I told you to take the city down, not to live in it. Yes. Told you to conquer it and win it and possess it, not to live off of it. Yes. That's the problem with the church today, with saints today. Keep yourself from the accursed thing. Keep yourself. Anybody want to blame somebody else? You better keep yourself. Blame it on the pastor. Blame it on the Holy Ghost. Blame it on the television network. No, you keep yourself. Keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye yourselves, say, unless you become accursed. Why isn't anything happening? Well, you just kept holding on to all those cursed things that you just identified with them. You are what you eat. When you take the cursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. Camp of Israel, the church of the living God, a curse and trouble it. Joshua chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron and are consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. He was talking about possessions back then. He talked about them in the book of Genesis. He talked about them in the New Testament. He talked about them in Revelation. And here he's talking about them in Jericho. All that stuff that you're trying to claim for your own, it's God's. The wealth of the wicked being able to turn over to the righteous. Who's more righteous than Jesus? He just uses your name. Let's skip on down to Joshua chapter 6, verse 22. So they blew the trumpet and they were taking down the city and the walls came down. And he said, now go into the harlot's house and bring out hence the woman and all that she has as we swear unto her. The angels are circling the earth. There's an army of the Lord circling the earth and they're about to bring this sucker down. And all that are inside the house, they're going to pull that church out. I believe Rahab's house represents the rapture of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Burn everything else up but that. Skipping down some more. Joshua chapter 6 verse 24. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord will remain. Isn't that amazing? Didn't the Bible say store for yourselves treasures where they can't steal unto the day? Everything's going to be consumed what you don't invest. The only thing you get to keep is what you put in the hands of the Lord. And I'm not saying you got to throw it in an offering plate. Just make sure your heart's right concerning it. Isn't it amazing when he said, you and your riches perish with you? And Joshua saved, Jesus saved Rahab. He saved the church. Jesus saved us. Let's go on. Chapter 26, verse 26. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, curse be the man before the Lord who raiseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. Curse be the person who builds Jericho again. There are a lot of ministries, a lot of churches, a lot of preachers that ain't doing nothing but building Jericho. We'll put a tennis court in. Let us teach you how to survive in Jericho. Forget Jesus. You come here and I'm going to talk to you for 30 minutes. How to do well on your job. Forget Jesus. There are churches, there are certain ministries you don't need all that. Beware of the cost. Speaking in tongues. They teach you how to be balanced in Jericho. But they deny the power of the Holy Ghost. Some parents do that to children. I deal with people that want to go into ministry. You have no idea how many kids want to do great and wonderful things for Jesus. And the parents say, no, you better do this. You better do this. Mom, I think I want to do a mission field for just one summer in school. Just one summer. Can I skip school to go to the mission field? I really feel led. No, you need your degree. Build a Jericho. Mom, I feel led to do this. I want to do this. I want to give all my all to Jesus. I want to do this. I want to. No, hold back. Hold back. Hold back. No, stay in Jericho. How many Jerichos are you building? Sometimes we want to give consolation to people. People don't want to do things for God. Amen. They want to follow their call. They don't want to live right. You know what I'm saying? And then we instead of us ministering the word of God, we can't for don't lead. No, we're not. First of all, we're not responsible to be the Holy Ghost for anybody else. People need to follow the direction of their own heart. And a lot of times, church people will get a direction in their heart that they feel the Holy Ghost is leading them to do, and then they want to be disobedient to what they are called to do by their own heart, and then want you to jump in on it with them. Oh, you don't have to do that. It's just too much. Building Jericho. Wonder why things don't work right. Chapter 6, this is good. Now you can hear this and do nothing with it. Amen. Or you can hear it and use it and apply it. Amen. Don't just sit in church word after word after word after word, one ear and out the other. Amen. Do something with it. Since so the Lord was with Joshua and his fame was noised throughout all the country. That's nice. We're going on to chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. The children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. Trespass, meaning they turned around and started to walk back into something. Into the accursed thing. A trespass means a violation, right? Trespass. Falsehood. A transgression. A falsehood or a transgression. Instead of a progression. Making progress in the kingdom of God and with the things of God. And instead of them doing that, they back up a little bit. They transgress back into the accursed thing. And what's the accursed thing but Jericho? The world. The world. Wonder why the church isn't walking victoriously. Yes. Why aren't we seeing the things that we should see? Why aren't we prospering the way that we should be prospering? Too many people broke in here. A blessing's a blessing. A curse is a curse. When you broke, that's a curse. Could it be there's some transgression someplace? Somebody said for Achan. This son of this person, okay? Of the tribe of Judah. A worship leader or somebody, man. Achan. One little person. And don't you even think it right now. There's somebody in this church. It's got me broke. See how the devil is? We want to push it off on one other person. Let me see who it is. Where are they at? Get on the phone. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Achan committed a trespass, and they all started to slip back a little bit, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them. Do you think that could happen today? Absolutely. Why does it say, grieve not the Holy Ghost by which you are sealed? Amen. What you do will grieve the Holy Ghost. He don't have to do nothing bad to you. All he has to do is withdraw his spirit. Amen. The devil will take care of the rest. That's how you get in trouble. No, God didn't did it. No, you did it. You backed up and got where the devil was. Amen. For Achan. I want to make it real clear that you better not think of Achan as your neighbor. I was out in the thing last night. Some of them were watching the thing on the inside, and I was outside, and I started singing a song to him, a spiritual song. Amen. So I was thinking of Achan. You know where Achan is? If you want to look for Achan, look in your own heart. Then this sister came up here today and said, I want God to do something about my heart. I want him to give me a new heart. Why? And I said, this song came in my spirit. You can take my heart, my aching, covenant-breaking heart, and give me one that follows after you. You can take my heart, my aching, covenant-breaking heart, and give me one that follows hard after you. Somebody say aching. Backsliding. How many of y'all want to jump all over aching? Know what Achan means? Know what the word Achan means? Trouble! You want to blame your trouble on somebody else. Amen. Y'all ready to stone somebody in the kingdom? You ready to stone somebody in the church? We can't do that in the New Testament. You just deal with your own heart. Achan's in your own heart. Trouble you endure is the result of your own heart. Is there a trespass in your own heart? What is your aching? Aching is somebody that held on to something that belonged to the Lord. Aching, troublemaking heart. Some people, their aching is their ministry. Some aching, it's their money. Some aching, it's their attitude. Some people's aching is their bitterness. Some people are just so feeling so sorry for themselves. Everybody does them wrong. They just won't let it go. Aching, breaking heart. Trouble-making heart. Have you looked at your own camp, at your own heart, and tried to find your aching? All Aching wanted to do was, he wanted just to keep something that belonged to God. Troublemaker. Troublemaker. Stealing from God is what he was doing. You can even apply this to the tithe. Tell you what, you don't tithe, you're an Aching. Because he said that those things belong to the Lord. Hold on to it, amen. You wonder why no good thing happened. He could just take it back to Jericho. He didn't even have to write that thing in Malachi. He said, well, I'll not open the windows of heaven and do all these other things. If you don't, you know, a thief, you know, you rob God and this stuff happens to you. Blessed will you be in a city and all this other stuff. And you don't do this, curse will you be here, curse will you be there. Some of you might not need to hear this. You've learned to endure with the curse, amen. March on. I mean, you've done so fine for 15, 20 years. You're used to it, amen. You've learned to survive. Let me tell you what happens when you get aching hearts. Let me tell you that, you want to know what the fruit of an aching heart is? Thievery, that's one. One is they can't stand before their enemies. God puts opportunity in front of your face, and you know it belongs to you. You know it's yours, but you just can't get it. Like a building down there. Like a little building for the Bible school. Just can't grab a hold of it. Then we go to a smaller one right over here. Can't grab a hold of it. Maybe it's a business the Lord's been leading you to. Maybe it's something, a dream, something you know is God's will. See, the children of Israel are trying to win a battle that they knew that God wanted them to win, but they could not win the battle. They couldn't get what God wanted them to have, and they couldn't do what God wanted them to do. Why? Aching heart. Maybe the reason why you're not coming into the fullness of your abundance is not because the devil's so big. It's because of it's an aching in the camp somewhere in your own life, in your family, in your own heart. Deal with yourself. So Joshua prays to God. That's how we do sometimes. He said, here are the fruits. If you look at Joshua chapter 7, verse 4, this is so good. And they fled before the men of Ai. They ran from this battle, amen. And Ai smote them, about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate, even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. People's hearts melt and they become like water. Everybody's scared, amen. You see, they're strong like lions. And then Joshua says, then Joshua rinsed his clothes. And we had his beating. Everybody rinsed their clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord, even until he all day long held a big meeting. And he and all the elders of Israel and put dust on their heads. Ooh, dust everywhere, a big show, crying, anything to get you emotional. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore? Hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. See, he wants a little backslider too. Going to blame God because they're thieves. They can't keep a covenant. Going to blame God why the thing's not working. Amen? They say, we should just all go back. It's too much. Hey, forget Friday night service. We can't be sitting up in church all the time. There's a little comedy club down there. Somebody's laughing and cracking jokes about perverse sex. Would you speak in tongues during that part? Well, you know, kids have got to be kids. Let's send them to the movies. There's a wonderful little cartoon playing there. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord said unto Josh, okay, here we go. And he goes on and says all this other stuff. He goes on and gives this big old long prayer. Many times we need to shut up and listen. We get in these big old prayer things and give God our big old sad sob story, you know, and all this other stuff. God don't move because he feels sorry for you. He moves at his word and at his covenant. Let's just hold a big old prayer meeting because things are going down. We all just need to get up there and pray. Everybody bring your aching heart to the prayer room. Amen. And that'll move God. Makes me sick. Amen. Don't pray when you know what to do. That calls God an idiot. Try to talk your way out of something when you have the ability to walk your way out of it. Can't stand that. People call me up on the phone, want to pray about this, when God shows them how to walk out of it. Amen. Like I'm going to go up in front of God and try to play some game with him. Well, Father, you know, and sweet Heavenly Father, and all this other stuff. He might smote us both. This is truth.
Amen.
Y'all stop praying for people when the Lord shows them how to walk out of something. Does the Lord support me in this? Yes, he does. In Joshua chapter 7, verse 10, this is so good. All these little stupid prayer meetings all over town, amen? Bunch of aching heart groups, amen? Oh, it's so good. This is good this morning. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said unto Joshua, right there in the middle of his prayer, get up. Why are you lying on your face? Stop it. There are a whole lot of meetings I love just to run and say, get up. Sometimes the most faith-defeating thing you could ever go to is some prayer meetings. I know what I'm talking about. Get up. Why are you laying on your face? Israel hath sinned. And they have also transgressed my covenant, which I command them. For they have taken of the accursed thing and have stolen and assembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. You hear laying on your face calling me unjust because them thieves can't keep a covenant. Them backsliding, backstabbing, trespassing, covenant breaking people can't keep a covenant, and you want to call a prayer meeting. You want to say that I brought you out here to destroy you? Instead of you calling me just and holy and righteous and good, amen, you call me a destroyer. Get up off your face. God's not a man that he should be mocked, nor is he one that lies. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Wherefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. He said they can't stand before their enemies. You're not going to be able to stand before your enemies unless you do what this woman did this morning. You got to deal with the aching, breaking heart. Aching, breaking covenant, you know. Aching, covenant, breaking heart. So you can stand before your enemies. So just go on out there and be defeated. I'm talking scripture this morning.
Amen.
You mad, get glad. Amen. This is the word of God, not my opinion. I could just read all of it and it'd be worse. But they turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. They turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. They weren't able to overcome when God said they should because they were accursed. Woo! Hallelujah! And this is what he said unto them. Neither will I be with you anymore except you destroy the accursed from among you. You have grieved the Holy Ghost. So you can go anywhere you want to, but I won't go with you until you deal with your aching, covenant-breaking heart. See, God doesn't beat you up. He just leaves you to your own way and you destroy yourself. You can grieve the Holy Ghost. You have to submit your whole heart to Jesus. You have to. Joshua chapter 7, verse 13. Up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is a cursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou cannot stand before your enemies until, somebody say, until. You're not going to be able to overcome. I don't know what your enemy might be. It might be that thing you just keep hitting head on. You can't get a breakthrough. Here you go, the big circle, clash again. Up a little bit, then bam, bam, battle after battle after battle. And you go to battle, and all you do is lose every time you go in instead of win. There's a cursed thing in the midst of thee. Thou cannot stand before thy enemies until thou take away the cursed thing from among you. Joshua found Achan. Joshua said unto Achan in chapter 7, verse 19. My son, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel. Make confession unto him and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me, said it to the troublemaker. And Achan said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel. This is how you develop an Achan-breaking heart. How many want to hear this before we close out? This is how you develop an Achan-breaking heart. Achan covenanted God's property. Troublemakers are nosy. He was nosy. Troublemakers are jealous. And they keep what they stole from God invested in the world. How do you deal with it? Get away from Achan. Even if he appears to be a nice guy. What's so sad about this is Achan appeared to be such a nice guy. Didn't he? He said, when I saw, circle that, I saw, he had his attention on the things of the world instead of on Jesus. He needed to have his eyes on the vision, all the things that belong to God. Amen? Many people get distracted by the things they see on the outside instead of the things which the Spirit speaks on the inside. And skip on down, he said, and I coveted. He saw things that belonged to God. He coveted those things. And he said, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent. Isn't it like the guy with the talents? Who hid the talents? He hid it because he thought God was an unjust God, so he hid the talents. They hide things in the earth. You just never know. They just hide it in the earth. There was one solution for Achan. They stoned him. Now, I know the name of our Achan here this morning. They're in this room. Jesse's collected stones all day yesterday. We will stone them this morning. The Bible says he is without sin cast the first stone. I'm the righteousness in Christ, so I'm going to throw the first stone. You know what's wonderful about Jesus? Achan's got to die. Just because it's a new covenant doesn't mean that Achan gets to live. Achan still dies. It's got to die. But the good thing is because of Jesus, we get Jesus in exchange for Achan. Like that woman said, take this heart from me. Isn't that the Holy Ghost? Before the service started, she didn't know what the message was. She said, get rid of this heart. I don't want this heart anymore. And I want to be like Jesus. Isn't that the Holy Ghost? Isn't that wonderful? Achan's got to die this morning because it's cursed. You will never be able to stand against your enemies when you got the heart of Achan. If you're coveting, if you're seeing things that belong to God and calling it your own. If you have more confidence in the worldly system, then if you can trust the investments of the world more than you can what the Word of God says about it, see if I won't open the windows of heaven for you in one area. It's many things. It doesn't have to just be finance. In many of those things, that's Achan. But God wants to deliver you this morning. Amen? He wants to kill you this morning. That he might give you, Jesus, a life that's blessed forever. Amen? We're not going to work with Achan. We're going to kill him. Amen. Not going to see you through. We're just going to kill it. Amen. Come out from the world. Don't dwell in Jericho anymore. Let's surround the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ till the walls fall down.
We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.